Hello.
Hello, who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Courtney on a recorded line.
Courtney, how are you? This is John with Legal Intake.
Hi, John. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. I have a potential claimant on the line for her Depo-Provera injury claim. She is a new claimant, and her name is Lacara. L like Larry, Acara.
All right, go ahead and
You got
transfer.
it. Okay, so Miss Price, I have Courtney on the line for you, okay?
Hi,
Hello,
Mrs.
hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Hi, Mrs. Price. My name is Courtney again on a recorded line. Just to double check, the 586-805-1351, that's your telephone number?
Yes.
Okay. At any time we are disconnected, I will call you from a 949 area code. I'm gonna text you my direct line right now just so you have it. I will be your intake specialist moving forward. And sometimes the calls drop with the transfer agent, so I just want to make sure you have the direct phone number
Okay.
for your claim. Okay. All right. So you're calling because you wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you didn't have an attorney at this time, correct?
No.
Okay. You are willing to affirm under penalty of sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or sign documents with anyone, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and you're filing on behalf of yourself. You are a citizen and resident of the United States.
Yes.
Okay, and you were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after taking Depo-Provera for a minimum of 1 year.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. How are you doing today with everything?
I mean, just taking it day by day.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing a little bit better, and my sympathy goes out to you and everything you've gone through. What's your date of birth?
7/11/93.
7/11/1993. 1993, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then did you know anyone else that was diagnosed with the meningioma tumor because of Depo that needed help filing a claim?
No.
Okay. If you ever do come across someone, you can always give them our contact information so we can help them file a claim. Do you know your date of diagnosis?
Hold on 1 second. I know it was June 2020 is when I started receiving the Depo, and I stopped receiving it August 2023.
Okay.
I was diagnosed around, I want to say, around October or September of 2023.
Okay, so you started using it in June of 2020 and you stopped using it when?
August 2023.
Okay. So your diagnosis date was in 2023. You
Yes,
said
ma'am. It was just
October Oct
around September, I believe. Like, yeah, I think it was September.
September.
He's been,
Towards the end of the
yeah.
month, beginning of the month. Do you have a date that you can give me?
I don't have a specific date. I just know that it was definitely like the end of October, probably beginning of September, around there.
You begin the beginning, the end of September, beginning of October, is what you meant.
No.
It's okay. It's okay. It's getting to the end of the day. It's okay. Okay, so I have to put a date in there to the best of your knowledge. I mean, the attorneys are gonna pull information regardless. They just want to get an idea, so it's just to the best of your knowledge. I just have to put a date.
Okay, so I would say like around September 10th.
Okay, September 10th, 2023. And then did you only use the brand name Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay, so you never switched from Depo-Provera to the generic brand, correct? For a minimum
No.
of 1 year? Okay. Okay, you can confirm that you used it for at least a minimum of 1 year, and you can confirm that you used at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Correct on both of those is what I should say.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then you can confirm that you used it between the years of January 1992 to present date, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you said you started using it June of 2020, and then you stopped using it August of 2023. So,
Yes.
to the best of your knowledge, when in June did you start using it? Like, if you had to pick a date, approximately.
I would say it was closer to the beginning of the month. So I was, if I just had to give a date off the top of my head, I would say around the 5th or the 6th.
The 5th? Okay. And then what about during in August in 2023, did you stop using it if you had to pick a date?
Around the 17th.
Okay. Yeah, again, this is just to the best of your knowledge and approximate dates. I mean, don't think if it's wrong that you're not going to qualify or something. They're going to take care of that.
It's been a minute.
Okay. Yeah, no, it's hard to remember things like that. Can you confirm your gender for me, ma'am?
Female.
Okay. And then what's your marital status at this time? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
And then I have your first name. It's Lacara, Lacara is your first name. And then last name is
Yes.
Price, Price, correct? All
Yeah.
right. Price. Okay. And then you didn't have a suffix in your name, correct? You're not a junior or senior?
No.
Okay, and then I have lakaraprice@gmail.com. And then I have your primary phone number is the 586 phone number. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
380-153-721.
Okay, 380-153-721. And then what's your current mailing address?
34650 Lipke, Lipke Street, Clinton Township, Michigan, 48035.
Okay. And is that a house or is that a is there a unit number or anything like that?
No, I have my separate mailbox. It's a town home.
Is there like a unit? Does there? It's not. There's no unit number or anything. That I need to
No,
put.
we
Okay.
all have our own. Yeah, we have our own
Okay.
mailboxes.
So it's 34650 Lipke Street, Clinton Township, Macomb County, Michigan, 48035.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then Ms. Price, who was the diagnosing doctor? Who's your neurologist that you saw?
His name was, I believe, wait, hold on. So it's because it's two different ones. The one who gave me the shot, and then the one, I believe his name was Dr. David Simpson, ma'am. Yep, Dr. David Simpson was the
Okay.
neurologist.
And he's in Michigan. All right. Yep. I found him. And he's a neurologist. All right. And then okay, so this one's you. Okay. And then was he the treating doctor as well? Did he treat you for the neurologist?
Yes.
Yeah, usually it's the same doctor. I just want to make sure.
Yes.
Was it Munson Healthcare Neurology? Was that his practice that you saw him at?
Yes.
Let's see, make sure this is the same. No, it's a four. And then, all right, hold on one second. And then, Munson Healthcare Neurology. Hold on, Munson. Okay, and then the prescribing doctor that prescribed you
Was Dr. Stephen Dean?
Stephen Dean. Okay, hold on one second. Okay, and then Stephen Dean. Okay. Dr. Steven Dean and okay, and no, this is the wrong guy. OBGYN. Here we go. All right. And then where True Genealogy was the name of his facility, but where did you see him at? Or not him, where did you, what hospital were you at when you got treated, is what I should say.
It was the Cancer Leukemia Center, Sterling Heights.
Cancer Leukemia Center in Sterling Heights?
Yes.
Leukemia Center. What is it? What's this?
The address is 44344 DeQuinder Road, Sterling Heights, Michigan, 48314.
Sterling Heights. That's what I meant to ask. I got it. And then treating facility. That's what I wanted. Did you ever have any prior cancer diagnoses?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, hold on 1 second. I apologize.
No, you're fine.
Okay, hold on 1 second. I apologize. There's a lot of chatter in the background right now. I know. They're just chatting away back there. Okay. Contact home. Oh, get in touch. Here we go. I'm just trying to get this address really quick for them. Okay, here we go. And then was there any other doctors that you saw that you would like me to put?
No.
Okay. And then what was the pharmacy that you used?
It was the hospital pharmacy.
So you used at the cancer facility?
Yes, ma'am.
Cancer Leukemia Center, Sterling Heights Pharmacy. Okay. Sterling Heights Pharmacy. And then, so what type of treatment did you have to undergo?
Microsurgery, radiation therapy, and then I was given pain medication.
Okay. All right. So were they able to remove the tumor or part of it?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Oh, I have another call coming in. Yes, ma'am.
If you need to put me on hold for a moment, you can do that. It's fine.
No, it's okay. I'll call them back.
Yeah, we're almost finished here. Radiation and pain management. Okay. And then the type of symptoms that you underwent were just like dizziness, headaches. What kind of symptoms did you undergo?
Swelling, headaches, a little bit of impaired vision, like slightly, a little bit of vision loss.
Okay. Okay, do you have medical records to show proof of diagnoses?
They have the records at the hospital.
Yeah.
I don't have them.
Okay, you could get them though a copy of them and provide them
Yeah.
if needed, either through the mail or electronically if needed, or both.
Yeah.
Okay, so they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. This is just to ensure the case for you, Mrs. Price. They found it necessary in, you know, other instances that when someone became unresponsive. You can put somebody that lives with you, or that someone that doesn't, is up to you. Who would you like to put, or do you have someone?
I could put my dad.
Okay, what's your dad's name?
Lacardi Price, LACARDE.
Okay, and then what's his telephone number?
Hold on, that's bad that I don't know about heart, huh?
No, it's okay. Take your time. I'm filling in all the extra stuff that I had went through, so you're fine.
Okay, his number is 313-721-4085.
Perfect. All right. And then was there any other supporting information you want to give me to add to the file to help support
no,
the case
ma'am.
That you can think of or add this? Okay. And you can always talk to the attorneys about that stuff once you get to there. Okay. Okay, so everything looks right. What's going to happen now, I'm just going to summarize everything for you, and then I'm going to send you documents to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. And then we'll be done, okay, Ms. Price?
Okay.
All right, Mrs. Price, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself for the Depo-Provera. You were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after using Depo-Provera for a minimum of 1 year, and that diagnosis date was 9/10/2023. And your date of birth was 7/11/1993, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You did use Depo-Provera for a minimum of 1 year. You can confirm 4 injections. You are a citizen and resident of the United States. Approximately started using it 6/5/2020. Stopped using it 8/17/2023. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your social as 380-15-3721.
Yes.
Okay. And then we have David Simpson, your diagnosing neurologist and treating doctor. Prescribing doctor was Dr. Stephen Dean. And then we do have your microsurgery, radiation, pain management. And then I put the symptoms you did have. And then you can't provide the medicals. I also put your dad, Lacarda Price, as your emergency contact. Does that all sound correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So have you ever used DocuSign before?
I believe so. It's like, it'll be like a little box where I can just like finger sign.
Yep. It's very self-explanatory. You just actually follow the prompts, whatever it's telling you to do. You just basically do it, and then you'll come to a finish button. You just want to press yes, accept, start, next. It's going to have you draw your signature with your finger. Make sure that when you do that, you press next. If you need to put me on speakerphone, I can walk you through it. But let me know once you're able to press finish. I did text it to you. That is the easiest way to open it. Yeah, and as you're doing that, I'm going to send you the attorney's information too.
Okay, I believe I did it all. It says start sending and sign. I think I did it all. Hello.
Oh, can you hear me? Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I can
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so you did complete it. Everything. I was talking to myself. You did complete it, and it will. You can download it right there, but it will send you a PDF to your email for your records. Just remember, this is going to be a legal contract between you and the firm. It's really important you don't. It's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm, as they may represent you. And then again, any documents that you can obtain to help support your case, you know, I recommend you getting those. Also, you know, it's really important, you know, you're really important in this whole process, because it's your case. So basically, we can only help you if you are responsive when the attorneys call you. So I did email you the attorney's information. They'll be calling you from a 909 phone number, which is listed in the text message I sent you.
Okay.
It usually will say like Pulaski Law or the law offices of Robin Law. And that's who you want to keep an eye out for. If you miss their call, you can also call me directly, and I can always connect you with them. Okay.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions for me today, Ms. Price?
No. All
ma'am. Right. I my heart goes out to you, and I really hope you get the compensation you deserve. And I wish you the merriest Christmas. And you let me know if you need anything. Okay. Don't hesitate to call me.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Merry
you
Christmas.
Too. Merry Christmas. Bye bye.